and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Tuesday, the 4th of August, and on the pod today we've got double trouble because something very exciting has been going down in Colchester. Welcome to the pod, Mr. Ashley Paul and Peter Johnson. Hello, guys.
Hello, Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, just about recovered from Friday the 31st of July.
It was a big day, wasn't it? Over a year in the planning. So I've been at BFBS just over a year now. On my very first day, I was told there's a statue project going on in Colchester, but it's still a long way off at the minute. Just something worth keeping an eye on. And then finally, big day last Friday, over a year in the making. It was huge, wasn't it? Over 2,000 people, we think, at the unveiling of the statue.
We'll make it 2002 because we were there as well.
Sounds like it's been sort of a long process to get to where you're at, well, where it was at on Friday. Can you just tell me a little bit about this statue?
I certainly can. So the whole idea behind it is that it's the Airborne Soldier statue and it's marking 25 years of 16 Air Assault Brigade combat team being based here in the city of Colchester. Now, if you're eagle-eyed. It's actually the year 2000 that the Paras came here, but because of operational commitments, the commitments of the sculptor, they pushed it back to 2026. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's marking 25 years.
Now, I've got to ask, because this was like a statue unveiling, was there like a big cloth over it and they like ripped it off and then it was like da-da-da-da, like was there like a fanfare? I want to set the scene for me.
Two big cloths. It was a 6'4" life-size soldier statue. So it's a paratrooper in full kit. And this thing must weigh an absolute ton. And I went along to the site. It's about a week or so before the unveiling. And I got a bit of a sneak glimpse and things. And the amount of cranes and machinery that were involved, wow. But then actually on the day itself, so it was covered by a Union Jack flag. There was also another flag of the parachute regiment that was around the bottom of it. And all throughout the ceremony, we were hearing the speeches. There was the mayor of Colchester. There was our brigadier. There was the padre. And as it built up and up, you could just tell the excitement that was growing because when that moment of the unveiling finally happened, just wow. I mean, there was the British Army band Tidworth who was supporting with music and they played a track that was from the end credits of A Bridge Too Far. And I've watched the video back so many times because we recorded the unveiling. And it gives you goosebumps.
I was just about to say that sounds like a goosebumps moment. Who did you manage to speak to?
Yeah, so one of the first people we spoke to is actually the person who's really been at the crux of the project. So Major Kurt Vines, retired, he's the chairman of the local Parachute Regimental Association. He's sort of the backbone of the parachute regiment community here in Colchester. And he was a driving force behind this project to have this statue created. He was having sleepless nights for probably the best part of the last year, building up to this day and just getting everything right on the night. And we spoke to him after the unveiling. And it's fair to say, I think he was pretty happy with how it went.
Do you know what? Absolute 2-3 years in the making, lots of challenges. We've navigated a journey from dealing with the infrastructure to planning permission to regulations to fundraising to just corralling our veterans community network. You know, the local population on Colchester and the wider UK actually, to bring it all together today. And if you look back 2-3 weeks ago, when I was stood at the site of the statue and we dug a hole, we had a mound there before. We knew that mound was debris. We'd got permission to get rid of it and flatten it, which was the plan. And then for the next sort of 5-6 days, that's all we had. Yeah. And I thought, do you know what? We're only like 2-3 weeks away. And all the planning came together. All those people that said they would do, you know, their jobs, resource, bring provisions in, or just deliver the output that we needed, today was the culmination of it all. And absolutely fantastic.
Deliver is definitely the word. I mean, how did it feel, stood up on that podium in front of all of these people and just going, this is it, we've done it?
Yeah, yeah. I was excited.
No more stag, that's for sure.
yeah, from like 4 days ago, 5 days ago, sleeping there, because we didn't have any headrest fencing around it, and I was just a little bit concerned and I felt responsible. Because at that point we needed eyes on, if you like. And the veterans were helping out, which was great, you know, our local veterans. But, so from 4 or 5 days ago, today, standing there, I was actually quite calm in a way. I was excited, but not as nervous as what I thought I was going to be. And I think it was just because everything was planned. It was in our head. We'd rehearsed it. The guys around us, the team around us, honestly, perfect. We had a main events list. All the resources were pushed towards it. The rehearsals were done under RSM3 para. And the boys just pulled it out of the bag. It was fantastic.
I guess there must have been a bit of a sigh of relief on the day, because you said there's been so much going into this project and it's taken a long time for this to happen. I reckon on the day, actually, when it was all over, I bet he was like, oh, I can breathe again now.
I have never seen someone with such a face of relief, because the whole event went so well. And I do know that Major Kurt Vines, his wife afterwards sort of turned to me and she said, we are booking a holiday the second this finishes. And I think they went off the next day.
Honestly, I don't blame them. But why has this statue been gifted? Why is there a statue?
So the actual location is on Flagstaff Road, which is seen as the ceremonial entrance to the garrison. I mean, all throughout history, the placeholders have changed, but that actually is a spot where the airborne soldier statue is, and it's facing the direction over Abbey Fields. So he's almost watching over the whole of the garrison, and there's all of this history that is just surrounding it. And the whole idea of the project was to just cement that strong bond between the armed forces and the city of Colchester. I mean, the Parachute Regiment have called it home for the past 26 years, and it was just showing that respect. It was also about reflecting about what the regiment has been up to as well. And after the unveiling, I managed to grab a word with Brigadier Ed Cartwright.
So the brigade actually moved from Aldershot to Colchester in about 2000, and young Second Lieutenant Cartwright arrived in about 2001 to join 3 Para, and I have been in and out of Colchester ever since, but back now as the brigade commander 25 years later.
Could you have ever imagined that at the time?
Absolutely not. The brigade commander at the time to me was a man of very senior age who I didn't really know. I knew who he was. I don't think I ever spoke to him. But it's very strange to be back here in his chair.
And today is a day all about celebration. I mean, just looking at the amount of people that have turned out, both from military and the civilian community, it must mean a lot.
It does. I think it's celebration and commemoration. I think it celebrates 25 years of Union, the people of Colchester and 16th Air Assault Brigade. And I think it commemorates the service that all of those soldiers and that civilian community has given in order to support the brigade.
It sounds like it wasn't just a big day for the military, but for just Colchester in general. It seems like it was a really nice sort of day for everybody.
Yeah, it was. I mean, as Ashley said before, just the sheer number of members of the public who turned out. We had lots of local dignitaries that, you know, extended beyond the armed forces. We had local MPs. We had the town crier. Sort of anybody, you know, with any sort of public-facing role in Colchester was there, which I think really spoke to the importance of the event. It was the place to be on Friday when the statue was unveiled, definitely.
Do you guys have any highlights from the day?
Well, it was after the unveiling ceremony that was the second part of the day. We haven't even talked about that yet. So it was the Families Day style fete that was put on at the Garrison Cricket Ground. Now, I know Garrison Cricket Ground sounds very quintessentially English, doesn't it? Yeah, meet with the cricket pitch. And it was a whole event in itself. So we had our BFPS team there for esports. So we had the rig, the Formula One rig set up, and people were doing these hot laps. We also had the Red Devils parachute display team. They did a jump at 2 p.m. on the day. We also had the Airborne Riders, which is a group of veteran motorbike riders. They did a display too. And there were stalls, there was the regiments there. The regimental mascot, Pegasus, he had his own little enclosure. He was happy, he was in the sunshine, eating all the hay. He was fine. So once the Red Devils had landed, I had a quick chat with Richard Kingston, who is part of the team.
I'm the stack pilot, so I'm in charge of like the crew formation. So that's basically the people that are like linked together or looks like they're tied together kind of thing. So yeah, I'm part of the crew team.
I suppose I better start with, I was stood behind someone and I suddenly heard them go, there is no better sight. Seeing you guys jump out of that plane, I mean, that still gives me goosebumps. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's just chose it. The team is like something when I joined the regiment wasn't something I was planned on doing. Obviously went through my army career and then kind of found my way into it, started loving skydiving and then came to the team and then just been on the team for the last 5 years and get to do some amazing things, do some amazing world records, stuff like that. So yeah.
Well, I saw the size of the flag, honestly. I don't know how that was carried down.
Yeah, so it's carried down by one person on a tandem rig. So it weighs up to about between 90 and 100 kg, so it's pretty heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, getting in the gym for that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So in terms of a homecoming as such, I mean, you've done displays. You were recently in the States for the 4th of July celebrations. Doesn't beat a homecoming, though, does it?
No, it's always good to obviously jump into Collie. Obviously, I spent 10 years here, so it's always good to obviously see some faces that I haven't seen in a while and meet up with some people and just jump into here. But, yeah, it's really good.
And then what's your plans for the rest of today?
Rest of the day, just finish unpacking my parachute, and then that'll be probably stay around here for a while and then head back to Netherhaven, where we're based, and then get ready for tomorrow, where we've got two displays, one near like Manchester, Liverpool area, and then another one back into Highclere, which is a stately home, which is near like Salisbury.
Well, hopefully take the sun with you.
Hopefully, yeah.
I tell you something, I love the Red Devils. I'm absolutely fascinated by them. And it's so nice that they came over to Colchester to be part of the day. Because I saw them when I was at BFBS Salisbury playing. They're something else, very impressive. Have you guys ever seen them do their work before?
Yeah, so they were here for the Families Day last year. Actually, my very first day at BFBS, I nearly got squished by the Red Devils when they jumped onto the Garrison. And then they were here last week, weren't they? But it wasn't just the Red Devils. They also came down with a 90-kilogram Union Jack flag. It was enormous, right? They needed the cricket pitch and probably a little bit more, to be quite honest. It was huge. I heard it was a record-sized Union Jack flag that they landed with.
That's right. So it is the biggest flag that any parachute display team in the world jumps with, and they actually had to get a tandem structure so that one person could support that weight, and it was just amazing. It was amazing. But Peter, you didn't get to see them on Friday.
Yeah, I was presenting my afternoon show, which went out across the cricket pitch. Everyone was hearing me and you, because you kept cropping as well, which is probably just the confusion of a lot of people, because you were standing right there but you were also on the radio at the same time.
I mean, double trouble. Triple trouble, more like. No, it was almost like interactive radio, because I'm there getting and chatting with people, families, personnel, members of the public, and then sending over the audio to Peter, who worked his radio magic in the studio, and then 5 minutes later it start playing. I did actually, as a radio first, I had to stop an interview because in the background you could hear the previous one going.
Oh, no way. See, it's moments like that, that's when I get really nervous, because in my head and in my eyes, I am just talking to myself in a room for 3 hours. That's essentially our job description. But when we have the speakers up at an event and I know that BFBS is playing out, that's when I get really nervous, because I'm like, well, actually, now I definitely know people are listening to me.
Well, we had some decent tunes going on as well. It was great because people kept turning around and going, oh, that was it. It was one of the Red Devils. He said to one of our team, because that chat with Richard had played out at the time that I was speaking to another member, he turned to the team and he went, I have to listen to him all day, every day. But this is just another level, hearing him on the radio.
Well, guys, it sounds like you've had a very eventful day, and that I'm going to gather you enjoyed it then.
Absolutely, Lauren. I think Major Kurt Vines, the Garrison, the whole team, the veterans, everybody that even put a penny towards the project had something so, so unique and something to be proud of, because that statue is going to stand there for a very, very long time. And it's just a reminder of how brilliant the connection is between the city and the armed forces, because I think Colchester, Britain's first city, you know, it's got military history that goes way, 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 way back, and this is just another part of it.
2,000 years gone, but Colchester still is front and centre of this country's armed forces, and I think ultimately the unveiling on Friday was just an acknowledgement of that.
Oh, well, guys, thank you so much for joining me on the pod today. I've quite liked having both of you on. It's been nice.
It's been good fun, hasn't it? So, you know, Team Colchester representing, and thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure. Thank you. Why would you want one BFBS Colchester presenter when you can have both? That's what I always say.
Exactly, guys. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, if you missed it, Joe Carden caught up with Sonny Federa. But don't worry, you can catch catch up. They've been talking all about the world of dance music and his sixth album, Can We Do It All Again? You can head to bfbs.com/music specials to hear all about it. That's bfbs.com/music specials. Well, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.